Welcome to America's Jobs Team. At Consultant Connect, we believe the greatest force for change is a job, but it requires amazing, talented economic developers. Each week, we will go deep with America's jobs heroes on their leadership journeys, with the belief that when leaders get stronger, their communities thrive.
Hi, everyone. This is Carla Sones, and I'm here with you today. We are interviewing we're doing a new episode of America's Jobs Team today, and I have the great privilege of interviewing Josh Bays, and he's from Site Selection Group, offices out of Dallas. He leads the company's industrial practice and just has a huge imprint on the work that they're doing in the Site Selection Group's business today. And I personally have learned a lot from Josh over the course of my career. He was one of the first site consultants that I ever worked with. So it's just such a huge honor to be able to have him on the podcast and for the listening audience to be able to learn from him. I just think he's an amazing, very hard-charging, yet humble executive that is so willing to give back to the industry. So I hope you enjoy the conversation today. Josh, thank you so much for joining us on the America's Jobs Team. I'm Carla, and I know you and I have met several times in the past, and especially early on in my career in economic development. You were one of the first site consultants that I really had the opportunity to interface with. So I learned a lot, and I mean a lot from you. So I'm very, very grateful for the training that you did for me, even though you didn't know you were training me. And just the impact that you've had on our industry. So excited to dive into our conversation today about your leadership journey and what you have learned and are still learning in the career that you have developed, which is amazing. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you having me, and certainly appreciate the kind words. Not sure that they're completely warranted, but it's very kind of you, and I appreciate you having me.
Well, they're 100% warranted, and I have very, very distinct memories of that first big project that the team allowed me to do by myself. And you definitely were very honest and you did a lot of coaching after that project. So I could learn from things that I could have done better. It was just an amazing experience. So it 100% is honest, and I am very grateful. So I'm going to ping a few questions at you so that our listening audience has a chance to learn some of the things that I know I've learned from you and you've shared with members of your team. And we're going to start with just leadership today. From your vantage point, what do you feel like is the greatest challenge that leaders are facing today in the world that we are living in currently?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't know if I have much context to compare today to, I'll just call it yesteryear or yesterday of what leaders face then. Today, I feel like there's so much divisiveness in society, whether that's political or what have you. It just feels exacerbated today. And when you think of a leader, right, they're tasked with getting a group of people pulling in the same direction to achieve some common objective. And when there is that divisiveness, it can make that a little bit more difficult. And relating it to, you know, the broad economic development / site selection industry, this business can be political at times. And divisiveness can just make that a little bit more difficult in getting everybody pulling in the same direction, because everybody has different agendas and everybody has different views.
Yeah, I really like that statement, because we've heard a lot on this podcast about just the pace, like the leadership pace right now, and the fact that, you know, social media, and just we're in more of an instantaneous world. And that is so true, but that divisiveness and that needing as a leader to pull everybody together, when you kind of couple that with there is a little bit more of a divide in a lot of areas or differences of opinions, and we're moving quickly, it is really a huge leadership challenge to keep people moving together in the same direction. And to kind of, as you said, like pulling that group together can be even more challenging now, I think, than it was even 5 years ago.
Right. Absolutely.
So when you think of leadership and leaders that you have admired or worked with or are examples for you, what is one characteristic that you feel like every, you know, great leader should possess? And is there somebody that you've worked with that really kind of has been able to embody that characteristic as an example for you?
Yeah. So I've labored over the one characteristic because I think there's two. And if you'll allow me the liberty to mention what I think those two characteristics are, I can't pick between the two because I think they're equally important. The first is you have to have a very heightened sense of self-awareness. And what I mean by that is I think it's important as a leader to understand the thoughts, opinions, feelings of those that you lead before you develop your own thoughts and opinions, and make sure that everybody feels like they're contributing and they have a voice and whatever it is of how we're getting to that common objective.
Mm-hmm.
So self-awareness is huge. The second one's confidence. I think every leader has to be absolutely confident. And when I think about somebody in my career that was a fantastic mentor, unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago, but my mentor in this business was a guy named David Brandon. And for those that might not have known David, he ran a couple of state economic development programs and then transitioned in the world of consulting for, I think, the last 20 years of his career or what have you. But when I was relatively green in this business, that's something that he preach to me is confidence. And he always had one phrase. Anytime he could see me getting a little off center is, "Josh, don't worry about it. It's not like they can eat you," which sounds a little silly. But when you say that to yourself and you say, yeah, absolutely, I'm going to have confidence in the decisions that I make. I'm going to have confidence in what I'm saying. It had a profound impact on me.
I love that. Not like they can eat you. That it almost immediately settles you down because it's a little bit humorous. It like brings it all back together. Like, yes, these are big moments and big decisions, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to get eaten alive. I will live right to make more decisions. I love that. What is one behavior or trait that you have found yourself, like you've seen other people experience that trait and it derail their career? And because you've seen that, you kind of have established more guardrails for yourself around that characteristic. Is there a characteristic that you can think of that has been kind of that like derailer for others that you're like, I can't have that happen to me?
You know, I can't say I've seen it derail somebody's career, but there are people that we're all around from time to time that are in a leadership position that are probably a little bit more closed-minded than their constituents would like them to be. And closed-minded, and what I'm meaning is developing their thoughts and opinions and forcing that down on the folks that they lead instead of kind of stopping and making sure that they're taking a holistic view of the thoughts and opinions of the group and making sure everybody feels engaged. So how do you guard against it? That's tough. You know, I try to make a deliberate or a conscious effort to look in the mirror, evaluate things from all sides, understand any type of sensitivities that are associated with leadership decisions. And when I say sensitivities, how it's going to affect others that I may be leading, and to make sure to put a lot of thought into that.
When you think about leaders on your team, and I know you have established a really great team of individuals over at Site Selection Group and are just a part of a really well-respected site consulting firm, what advice do you give to people who are kind of stepping into that leadership position for the first time? Is it similar to the advice that David Brandon gave you, or do you kind of have your own spin or thing that Josh usually says to people that is kind of your trademark? Like, this is some advice that I really want you to have when you first are starting out.
You know, yes, I do. I do borrow a lot from the mentors of my past about confidence and self-awareness and inclusion and all of those sorts of things. I do think that that is incredibly important. But one thing I stress to the folks on our team here at Site Selection Group is this is a small industry. There are a lot of folks in this industry from an economic development perspective, a site selection perspective, the corporate users that we interact with every day. But for all intents and purposes, it's a pretty small industry. And reputation is very important, and reputation is a direct result of how you treat people, no matter what part of the equation they play in this industry. And those that are going to be more respected as leaders are going to be those that treat everybody respectfully and in an ethical manner.
Yeah, I think that's great advice because I've learned, you know, just being a small part in this industry that there are so many different players, but it is a small world. And so it doesn't matter if you're talking to somebody in the marketing department, economic development organization, or with more of an end user, the reputation of the site consultant and the economic developer are huge in that. And they do talk and they share stories. And it sometimes even publicly, like, it is just such a small world. And so kind of maintaining that reputation, and especially in such a small industry, is so important because word travels fast, highs and lows.
Yep. Always treat people well.
Yeah, absolutely. So in your spare time, which I know you don't have a lot of because you work a lot and you have a family, but what are the things that you're doing to continue to invest in Josh Bayes as a leader? Like, as you continue to grow and develop as a leader and continue to build out the business that you're responsible for, what are the ways that you're investing in your own leadership development? Are there any podcasts or books or conferences, or, you know, kind of how do you go about making sure that you're maintaining your own professional development and your relevancy as a leader?
The most immediate thing that comes to mind, so I'm a member of an organization called Vistage, which is basically a peer-to-peer leadership organization for leaders of small businesses. And there's a chapter here there's several chapters here in our hometown of Dallas. And so you meet once a month and I get my feel of touchy-feely leadership topics. I'll just say that on a once a month basis. So that's kind of the formal way that I do it. But with age, I found myself reading a lot more in a professional development context than I probably did earlier in my career. And so that's something else I try to make a conscious effort to do, which is something, everybody's different. I'm one that never really particularly enjoyed reading too terribly much. So I have to make it a deliberate effort, but it's something that I feel has started to pay dividends and at least broaden my horizons and see issues through the lens of others that might have different thoughts than I have.
Anything that you've read recently that has really stood out to you?
You know, I'm just finished a book, and I bring this up just because it's the most recent, called Hillbilly Elegy, that is basically about a young guy who's probably going to document some of the problems society faces with poverty and that sort of thing. And it was incredibly eye-opening. It was incredibly eye-opening that there's a tremendous amount of strife and obstacles that people have to overcome in their lives. And those don't discriminate based on income or race or anything else. It was just incredibly enlightening and actually had a very, very positive tone.
Last question, because I know we've taken up a lot of your time here this morning. You got things to do and clients to serve. But if you had to think about your career, which I know you still have a lot of time left and a lot of huge milestones and achievements out yet in front of you, but when you reflect on, you know, this part of your career, what to this point would be what you would say makes you most proud in your career? Is there a certain project that stood out, or a certain accomplishment or milestone so far in your career that's really stood out to you that you're like, man, I'm really proud of that achievement?
I don't know if this is an achievement, but by far the thing that I am most proud of are the people that I've been able to work with. I work with a lot of people that are infinitely more talented than I am, that I hope that I've had some type of impression. And if you talk to them, maybe I haven't. I don't know. But, you know, I can think of a young guy on my team who was very entrepreneurial, who left and went back to business school. And now he is a wildly successful entrepreneur. A young lady who has a very similar story that left and went and got a grad degree from an Ivy League institution and is now doing fantastic things. I've got a couple of folks on the team right now who I think are the best and brightest minds at what they do in the industry. And I'm incredibly proud to be and continue to be associated with people like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think it's so exciting to be a part of a team and to be able to be in a leadership seat where you can say, you know, I'm around people who are way more talented than I am. And I get to play the role of helping them to achieve their greatness and their dreams and to learn so that they're ready for that next best thing is just really exciting. So I'm excited for you that you have that opportunity to kind of be be that imprint on people's lives as they go and achieve awesome, amazing things as they continue to advance. It's just really cool. And I know, I mean, you say maybe they wouldn't say you're amazing, but I'm sure that, they have learned a lot from you. I know most people that come in contact with you do. And I, again, I just thank you so much for your time and for your wisdom and for the impact that you continue to have on the industry of both site selection and economic development. You've been very gracious to the industry with your time and your talent and your insights, and we just appreciate you. So thank you for being on the podcast today.
Yep, happy to do it, and I appreciate the opportunity and always happy to help.
Wow, what a great interview. Josh Bays is so awesome. So next week, I'll be talking with Justin Bickle from Columbus 2020. Justin is the Director of Business Development and Project Management, where he consults clients through the site selection process. He also works with an active pipeline at Columbus 2020's expansion project, placing an emphasis on strategic qualification of growth opportunities. I am really excited to share his interview with you next week, so tune in next Wednesday.